New government figures show a nationwide decline in homelessness. It's down 4% since last year and 6% since 2010. That's when President Obama announced his strategic initiative to end homelessness. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, some parts of the country have fared better than others.
Life was always tough for Floyd Summers. He'd been hearing voices since he was in the Army during the war in Vietnam. He moved from city to city, got married, got divorced. When he came to L.A., he couch-surfed for a long time and spent a year and a half living in his truck. Then last year, he moved into a quiet one-bedroom apartment in the San Fernando Valley.
Wow, I was so excited knowing I would be able to have my own place and my own apartment.
Just like about 60,000 other formerly homeless veterans who now have permanent roofs over their heads, thanks to a collaboration between the VA and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD supplies a rental voucher. The VA provides supportive services. Floyd Summers' VA counselors even drove him around while he was apartment hunting.
And this was the first place they brought me to. And when I saw it, I wasn't choosy. I wasn't anything but overjoyed.
There's been a 24% decline in the number of homeless veterans. It's the biggest success story since the administration's homeless initiative began in 2010. But HUD Secretary Sean Donovan says there are other successes to report. For example,
a 16% reduction in the number of chronically homeless folks who have been on the streets for long periods of time. What I see here is remarkable progress, particularly in the context of the headwinds we've faced in our economy.
The government report is just a snapshot. The figures were gathered on a single night in late January, when homeless agencies across the country went into shelters, streets, parks, and alleys and conducted a headcount. And while homelessness is down overall, some places reported an increase. Those include Los Angeles and New York City, which by themselves account for about a fifth of all the homeless people in the country. Michael Arnold is the head of the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority.
We're a little bit disappointed to see an increase because there's been an enormous focus on provision of permanent supportive housing for chronically homeless.
Nevertheless, homelessness in Los Angeles rose about 2% last year until you add the people sometimes called the hidden homeless, the ones who live in backyards or garages or cars. Then L.A.'s homeless population shows an increase of 16%. Arnold says this happened since the extra money from the 2009 federal stimulus bill ran out.
When those resources dried up, we see our numbers going back up.
And with sequestration and other budget pressures on the federal level, further declines in the number of homeless people may be harder to come by, says HUD Secretary Donovan.
So I'm concerned unless we get more investment in these programs, in the budget deal that's going to be made by Congress in the next couple months, we're actually going to reverse the progress that we've been making.
Which would make it rough on the more than 600,000 men, women, and children who are still homeless, despite today's encouraging news. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.